Good morning, good morning, good morning, my loves. This is Roseanne Austin. I am supercalifragilistically excited to welcome you this morning to Reset Your Fertility Mindset with me, Roseanne Austin. I am coming to you live this morning from Northern California wine country on this killer fall morning. We are going to take a journey-changing look at what it really takes to press the reset button on your mindset. My loves, there is a record number of you from around the world who are tuning in right now. It's so awesome. So if it's your first time here, welcome, my love. We are so glad to have you. We are in the last quarter of the year, gorgeous ones. You can decide today to finish it, not only strong, but in a way that makes your success a certainty on this journey. Yes, you heard me say certainty. There's a whole lot that can feel uncertain on this journey, but the coolest and most exciting thing ever is that you have 100% control over the most critical piece of the puzzle, and that is you. Most brilliantly awesome you, my loves. And what's even better is that this is a super cool time of year to be taking a look at this, right? Fall is such an amazing time of year because it's a time when we're starting to settle back into ourselves from all of the excitement of the summer. Fall, I'm going to confess, is my absolute bliss. I've already busted out my Instant Pot, and that thing has been smoking since last weekend with all of the stews and brews I've been whipping up already, even though it was over 80 degrees yesterday where I'm at in California. You know, all of this warm, cozy fall goodness is really the perfect time for us to get clear about what the rest of the year is going to be about for you, my darlings, on this journey. There's something inside of you that knows that because you're on this call today. Give yourself a gold star for being here. If this topic of resetting your mindset didn't really matter to you or you didn't think it was that important, you wouldn't be here. I want to give you a load of credit because most people would just blow off the rest of the year and chalk it up as being over and done with. Not you. Not you. You're here because you realize there is still plenty of time to put yourself on a trajectory towards success on this journey this year. And you know what? That is the absolute truth. When it comes to taking control of where you are on this journey, you can turn on a dime, just like that. Turn on a dime. You really can. I see this every single day in my coaching practice. Women from all over the world come to me because they want to be moms, and they know diet, treatment, alternative medicine alone isn't going to do it when their mindset is setting them up for failure. Think about it. Think about it. When you are in a fearful, negative, dark place, you know, think about the way you approach your journey. Think about the way you even look at the landscape of your life, right? It's enough to have you just freeze up like a deer in headlights. And this is when we miss opportunities. This is when we let fear make our decisions for us. I mean, this is really a place where a woman is not in her power when she's allowing a negative mindset or a mindset that is not serving her. When she's letting that run the show, that's when it's time for a reset. And that's when you can look at your results. Your results don't lie, okay? As we're going to talk about more, you know, your mindset, your thoughts and beliefs are the precursor to your actions. It's logical and it's linear. And so this is why taking control of them is so important. You're going to learn some of what I teach to my clients who defy the odds every day in my coaching practice. You're going to learn some of that this morning, okay? And, you know, let's take a second here. I mean, think about it. We've all heard inspiring stories about women who face years of trying, dismal statistics, countless treatments, maybe even tragic losses, who go on to become moms despite insane odds. We've all heard those stories, right? Anyone who has beaten the odds will tell you that at the core of what helped them get there was what they chose to think and believe. That's what we call mindset, my darlings. Your thoughts and beliefs equal mindset. We also know that even though you might be super inspired by those women, or you might also be thinking, well, how the hell does she do it? I'm doing all the same things. Why not me? And scariest of all, you might be thinking, oh my gosh, will that ever be me? I know I did. If as you sit here today listening to this, and the idea of mindset and having a mindset that works for you, if that sounds like an impossible, gargantuan feat to get out of your fear and negativity, there is no shame in your game, my darling. I bet just about every woman on this call has been down to that low down dirty place. And if you're anything like me, stubborn as hell, you may have even become the mayor of that negative place. So you are definitely not alone. The good news is that with what you learn today, you will have a chance to step right up to that big red mindset reset button and press it. Yes, that is something that you can actually do, my loves. And here's why you want to consider doing it. Mindset is critical. And having spent thousands of hours coaching women across the globe, it became abundantly clear to me that women who succeed on this journey, while of course each is wonderfully unique and everyone has different circumstances, they share very similar traits in mindset. It's quite fascinating, actually, and strikingly consistent, which is why the topic of mindset is so important here. I say that to you, my darlings, as a coaching professional whose clients beat the odds, but also as a woman who beat the odds herself at 43. So if you're ready to prime yourself for getting a handle on this mindset thing, you are definitely in the right place. So for those of you just joining us, I mean, ladies, literally there are hundreds of you on this call right now. So I'm just going to repeat this just for those of you jumping on. You are listening to Reset Your Mindset with Roseanne Austin, and we are so happy to have you here. And, you know, for those of you that don't know me, again, my name is Roseanne Austin. I'm a fertility mindset coach. I help women around the world get and stay pregnant so they can make their dream of being a mom come true. My ladies, they have babies. And it is truly an honor to be with you, particularly this morning. You want to know why? This time 2 years ago, my life changed forever. When I started my fertility journey almost 9 years ago, I wasn't half as smart as you are right now. And I wasn't blowing smoke at you earlier when I told you that, you know, what you being here, what that means, and how incredibly important that is. Because 8 years ago, like 8.5 years ago at this point, I would not have been on a call like this. In fact, I'm certain I would have rolled my eyes at it. Back then, I was the lead trial attorney in a specialized sexual assault prosecution unit here in California. When my husband and I decided to have our baby, I figured it would just happen. And when it didn't, I approached our struggle with fertility like I would in the courtroom. It was just the facts, ma'am. It was all about just the facts. I figured the fertility issues we faced would be about just getting the right doctor, the right medication, the perfectly clean diet, and then boom, our baby would be here. Back then, I thought the mind-body connection and mindset stuff was just a bunch of woo-woo nonsense fluff, secondary to anything medicine could offer me. Then reality hit, because the months of trying turned into years of trying. I did every treatment, diet, lotion, potion I could get my hands on. I was treated by some of the best physicians in the country. I spent over $100,000 in this process. I was doing everything I knew to do and still not getting pregnant. The stress of so many failures was eating me alive. I felt like everywhere I turned was bad news and dismal statistics. I was desperate and I was really ashamed that I was struggling with this. You know, I'd always figured that if I worked hard, I was a good person, things would work out for me just as they always had. But for the first time in my life, I felt utterly helpless and hopeless. So at that point, like any smart woman, I had to ask myself, okay, what's not working here? You know, and when I took an honest look, I could see that the one thing that wasn't clean, the one thing that wasn't healthy in this whole experience was my mindset. And you want to know the craziest thing? I suspected it all along. I knew that the way I was thinking and the way I was making myself feel could not possibly be good. I could feel the toll it was taking on my body. I could feel it whenever I saw a pregnant woman or received, you know, I worked in an office of a lot of women as a DA, and everyone was getting pregnant but me, you know, and the way that that made me feel and the way, you know, what I made that mean, it literally became toxic. You know, I was so stuck in the rabbit hole of my fear, negativity, and the stress that unbeknownst to me, I was basically setting up all of these expensive treatments to fail. And the reality was, is my fertility team, they were bringing their A game. They were showing up and doing their job, but I wasn't. Doctors and medicine, they are amazing, and they are only part of the equation. They needed me to help bridge the gap. My mindset, it was so negative that it was making everyone's job harder. And by treating my mindset like an afterthought, I was making a huge, expensive mistake, and I didn't even realize it. So I immediately began to work to transform my mindset, and literally within weeks of changing what I believed was possible for me to the core and the way that I showed up, I was pregnant for the first time in my life after years of trying. I miscarried. But the work that I had done showed me what was possible when I took control of my thoughts and beliefs. And it gave me unwavering confidence during one of the most devastating times of my life when I lost that baby. So when I was through with that, what I learned about mindset and the way that I had transformed my mindset, I got back up. I got back in the game. But not only did I do that, I learned, you know, the things that I learned, it rocked my world to such a degree that I decided to teach other women around the world to use the power of mindset to achieve success on their journey. So I left my work as a prosecutor, my cushy government job, and I became a nationally certified coach and began helping women struggle with fertility, defy the odds. And that's exactly what they do on 6 of 7 continents. So, you know, not only does what I teach work for my clients, it ultimately, my loves, 2 years ago, it worked for me again, because this time, right now, right around this time of year, 2 years ago, the success was even sweeter for me because I used what I teach to get pregnant naturally at 43, despite years of failed fertility treatments, horrendous statistics, and basically being told it would never happen this way. Okay, I'm going to be 45 in 2 months, and I have a 15-month-old son. This, my loves, is what's possible when you are in charge of your mindset. You can beat the odds. So if you're in a place where it feels like you don't know what to do and it doesn't feel like there's any hope, I feel you. Not only do I feel you, I want you to know you can turn it around. You can crush the statistics. You can defy the odds you're facing. I don't care if I'm the only person who has the guts to believe in you right now. It's true. And I know it's possible because I see women do it every single day. You can do it too. All right? So that's what we're going to be starting this off with, my loves. I want you to feel that possibility, and I want you to bring that possibility. I want you to stick with that because you have a choice. You have a choice today. There are 3 months left in the year, sweethearts. 3 months. I mean, you can turn on a dime, okay? And before we jump into what I'm teaching this morning, I just really want to send a loving shout out to Joanne and the entire Circle and Bloom team for making this time we have together possible. Okay. Every single one of you, wherever you are in the world, just take a second and send some gratitude to Circle and Bloom. Circle and Bloom is blazing a trail for women like us, women who want to take control of what they think and what they believe and are using the power of their minds to take control of their bodies and make a positive impact in their lives. So they are so right on. We love Circle and Bloom. Send them some love. Okay, my darling. So in this class this morning, you are going to learn the two-word tool that will empower you to instantly see beyond any negative circumstance or narrative that has shown up for you this year. You're going to engage in a super fun, creative, and undeniably effective exercise to put yourself back into a position of power on this journey, regardless of how powerless you might feel. And you're going to do the one thing that has helped countless women on the fertility journey, reset their mindset for good. Okay? Now, each and every one of you was given a bonus worksheet when you signed up for this class. So make sure you got it out, you know, jot down some notes. You know, you're going to want to review what you learn here. I read somewhere a long time ago that, you know, after we listen to a talk or we go to a class or a seminar, you know, within 24 hours, we'll only retain about 30%. But if you take notes and you review those notes within 24 hours of that class or the teaching that you were observing, you'll retain more like 70%. Okay, so we're talking about how you want to transform the rest of your year. So take notes, baby, be in it. We're also going to be taking your questions in the other part of this call. So if you have questions, write them down, okay? And then you'll be able to line up and ask away, because I'm here to love on you. I'm here to be here for you and really make sure that the material that I'm teaching you this morning has some application in your life, okay? So keep your mind and your heart open and let's do this. All right. So let's start with the two-word tool, okay? Prepare yourself. This is profound. The two-word tool. I'm going to say this slowly, okay? It's yes and. Yes and. Two simple but powerful words. Two words that can literally excavate your hopes and dreams from the rubble of a short-sighted, fear, and negativity-biased mindset on this journey. Yes and is about acknowledging a circumstance that you might label as negative on this journey and seeing beyond it. Yes and. Yes, my pregnancy test is negative and this is not the end for me. Yes, I have endometriosis and I will find a way. Yes, I am in my 40s and women over 40 have babies every single day on this planet. Yes. IVF has not worked for me 3 prior times, and I have options. Yes, and is the confidently defiant battle cry of a woman who is not going to live her fertility journey wearing the cement shoes of the past. She is not going to be defined by her current or past circumstances. Yes, and is not some ridiculous form of denial. Yes, and is a demand for the whole and complete truth. Right? An intellectually honest truth that includes the fact that you can find a way. Yes, and you are acknowledging truth in your life and you are including another possibility. Yes, and. Okay? And here's why this is so important. Yes, and is about honoring the truth of your journey without damning yourself to the past. Okay, it's about taking the lesson and continuing to move forward. Yes, and is forward focused. And if you want to beat the odds on this journey, my loves, that's where you've got to be. You have got to be focused on what is next. You've got to acknowledge the truth in your life, because again, denial is silly. That is pointless. But you want to harvest the lesson, take the lesson of what has appeared on this journey for you this year or in the past. It's yes and. You know, at the time that, you know, 2 years ago that I got pregnant with our son, you know, I was living by yes and. You know, I was technically like 42.85-ish. And, you know, medicine had given up on me. They had been telling me that I needed donor eggs since I was 37, basically. And, you know, I'd gone through, like, hordes and hordes of treatments, everything you could possibly understand. I already laid that out for you. But, you know, I had to live by yes and, because I knew in my heart he was coming. I knew in my heart my baby was coming. I didn't know when. I didn't know how. But I had to live by yes and. Yes, I have had years of failure. Yes, I am in my 40s. And I know my baby's coming. Made all the difference in the world, my loves. So the perspective of yes and is about giving yourself some forward momentum. It gives you a chance at a do-over on this journey without having to go all the way back to square one. You know, you're cultivating the lessons. You know, you take the lesson and you move forward. So many of us miss this point because we just stop at yes. Yes, I have fibroids. You know, when you stop your internal conversation there, you keep yourself stuck. From that place, it seems like whatever you face is therefore insurmountable. Yes, and is a critical part of a mindset reset because every time you say it, you give yourself a chance at a do-over. You deserve that, okay? Yes, and is solution-oriented rather than being obsessed with the past. So here's an action item, my loves. If you don't have a piece of paper out, you know, or if you don't have your worksheet out, get something to write with, get something to write on. And I want you to think about the challenges you have faced on your fertility journey. Just pick one. Pick anyone. Even if you feel like there's a constellation of challenges that you face, just pick one. And I want you to try this out. I want you to write something out. Yes, I am in my 40s. Or yes, I have a wonky period. Or yes, you know, I don't know. Yes, I'm on my own on this journey. I am single and I'm trying to have a baby. Yes, and you figure out the and. Like, what's the and for you? You know, I already gave you a bunch of examples. Like, yes, my pregnancy test is negative and this is not the end for me. You know, what's your and going to be? Get creative. Get downright rebellious. Because this is what happens. This is what women, you know, we're talking about women that defy the odds for a reason. They don't just stop at yes. They say yes and. Okay? So write that out for yourself. And, you know, I want to tell you about something really special that happened. You know, like I said to you earlier, I work with women literally all over the world. And just a few weeks ago, I got to meet a client of mine who had come to San Francisco all the way from Kenya. I mean, I love this woman. Ooh, I might get misty when I talk about her because what she created in her life was just extraordinary. You know, her work is literally changing the world, and it's going to impact her country for generations. And when we met at this amazing Italian restaurant in San Francisco, you know, seeing her in all of her gorgeous pregnant glory at 44, you know, it threatened to make me a blubbering idiot during our lunch. It really took all of my prosecutorial poker face that I had learned from over 10 years in the courtroom to hold it together because of what I saw. The transformation that she had created in her life was so incredibly powerful. And, you know, she'll be giving birth to her baby girl in November. And we just started working together in January of this year. And literally within weeks of completing the first part of our work together, she was pregnant naturally. Okay. So she was 43 when that happened. She had come to me because she was struggling with repeated miscarriages. You know, of course, she heard all the doom and gloom about her egg quality, but she knew in her heart she could do this. She just needed to get her mindset in order. She knew, I mean, she came to me knowing. She's like, my mindset's a missing piece. And you know what? She was right. And when she learned how to reset her mindset and look at the facts like her age and her history of miscarriage and other tragedies in her life as merely information, not verdicts, she beat the odds. She beat the odds, and she's an incredible example of resilience and what, you know, what a woman who refuses to take no for an answer is like. Okay, so just take that information. Like, these are normal people. I mean, if you talk to anybody who's beaten the odds on this journey, like, they'll tell you that. They'll tell you how important this piece is. You know, and even outside of my own practice, I mean, I love using this example because this woman rocks my world. If any of you have heard of Tammy Duckworth, she's a retired lieutenant from the United States Army. She was a helicopter pilot who was shot down during the Iraq War. She lost both of her legs and damaged an arm. She gave birth to a baby girl at age 50. She was struggling with her fertility for years, having undergone repeated IVF treatments, miscarriage. You know, she knew what the statistics were. She knew they were not on her side. But she said, yes, and. Yes, I've lost both my legs. Yes, I am a gravely injured veteran. Yes, things aren't working out for me, but she stayed in it. She stayed in it. This is the power of yes and, my loves. Can you see why that's so important? I really hope that you wrote something down, the yes and. What is your yes and? Because you get to use that. You get to use that right away. You can start applying that today. So now we're going to do a super fun, creative, and effectively amazing exercise to put yourself back into a position of power. Even if you feel a little powerless right now. And as you probably figured out by now, I've been lovingly hammering you with this from a lot of different angles because your mindset is the most powerful resource you have. You've got to use it to your advantage. And one of the reasons why this is just so real, and it is a reality, and science backs it up, is because our brains think in pictures. You know, if I said to you, dog, you know, most of you would see an image of a dog pop up in your brain. You wouldn't see the letters D-O-G. You know, the pictures we create in our minds elicit feelings within us that impact our beliefs and the actions that we take, okay? This is why if you desire to achieve a goal, you must have a clear picture of it in your mind in vivid detail. The more detail, the better. And as part of the Circle and Bloom community, you've experienced the incredible power of the mind-body programs that Circle and Bloom creates. The imagery that Joanne's beautiful voice and her masterfully crafted visualizations create, you've experienced that. So this morning, my loves, you're going to have an opportunity to see what you desire to create for yourself by the end of the year. You know, what is the experience on your journey that you want to create? So in just a second, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and engage with me in this exercise. But I'm also going to ask you, my loves, to, in the name of all things holy, please exercise some common sense here. If you're driving or engaging in some other activity that requires your full and complete attention, wait to do this exercise until it's safe to do so, okay? You're going to get a link to the replay. Keep yourself and everyone else safe, okay? We don't need people swerving all over the road wherever you are because you're trying to do this visualization with me. Save it. Wait till you get the replay. But for those of you for whom it is safe and it is available to you, okay, that you're not going to hurt yourselves, let's do this. I want you to just close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. And just allow yourself to really sink into this moment. There's nowhere else you have to be. There's nothing else you have to do. You're just here with me. And take another deep breath in and let it out. I want you to imagine yourself looking forward into October, November, December. Take a moment to look at these months and think about, over the course of this chunk of time, what is it that you want to create for yourself? How do you want to feel about you? How do you want to spend your time during October, November, December? Think about it. This is a time of year where we begin to see more friends, more family. There are holidays. And whether you celebrate them or not, this tends to be a time of year when people really come together. What do you want to create for yourself? How do you want to feel? How do you want to feel about your journey? As we stand on the precipice of this last quarter of the year, what do you want to see? What do you want to see at the end of that? In fact, imagine yourself on December 31st, looking back over these 3 months and how far you have come. Maybe you've taken control of your mindset to a degree that you have never been more confident, never been more certain, never been more clear than you've ever been in your life. Imagine looking back on these 3 months on New Year's Eve and saying, holy mackerel, I did that. I created that. I transformed that. And some of you might even say, I'm pregnant. Just take that in. Feel that in your body, my loves. Feel what it feels like to be the woman who took a stand, who really allowed herself to finally let go of all of the fear, the negativity, the self-doubt, the freak out. Imagine what it would be like to be that woman who was no longer a slave to her Facebook or her Instagram feed and feeling lost and feeling alone and feeling separate and feeling less than. Imagine yourself on December 31st feeling like the most powerful version of yourself that you've ever been. Imagine yourself having more certainty than ever before that, yes, the dream that you have of being a mom, not only does that matter, but that is going to happen. Because you are not going to be a woman who backs down. You are going to love and trust yourself enough to no longer let the fear and negative stories that are not serving you, that are pulling a Tonya Harding on your journey, you're not going to let that happen anymore. You're going to be the woman that says yes and. Feel that in your body, my loves. Feel how good that feels. Feel how true that feels. And just take it in. See this in vivid detail. See yourself on New Year's Eve. Maybe you're dressed a certain way. Maybe you're celebrating with the people that you love. Maybe you're in a special place that you and your partner go to. But see that in a whole new way as you being a woman who pressed the reset button on her mindset. And let that really make an impression on your subconscious mind. See that, feel the emotion, feel the excitement, feel how good that feels. And now, take a deep breath in and let it out. And I want you to put your hands on your hearts, my loves, and just take a second and let what you saw and what you felt really make an imprint on you. Really let that sink in. Let yourself have this. If you've never done a visualization before, there may be part of you that's like, oh, we're there, you know. No. No. If you want success on this journey, you're not going to let that bugaboo get you. What you saw in your heart wasn't some parlor trick. That's what's true for you. Own it. Own it. Women who beat the odds on this journey, that's exactly what they do. They own that vision. Okay? And here's why this is so important. If you don't have a visual or an emotional connection to what you desire to create, you won't have the perspective or drive to keep moving forward. Okay? You just won't. Your vision stokes this fire, my love, and when you visualize, you can see the goal. It's incredible how resourceful you become when you do. Okay? So here's an action item for you. I want you to revisit the image of your goal, this feeling and the way that you want to be on December 31st, that image that you created in your mind. I want you to revisit this daily. Impress this imagery and the feelings that you felt on your subconscious mind. Notice what begins to show up for you when you do. You know, did you notice, like even just take a split second right now, did you notice that when you went to that place that maybe you saw things a little differently? Maybe you thought of a new option or a new solution. You know, that's what happens when you really focus on the desire, when you focus on the vision you create, not the vision that somebody else hands to you or forces down your throat. You're a powerful woman. You can take control over this. Okay? And let me give you an example. One of my most amazing clients, her name is Tracy, and I'm not ashamed to gush about her. She is an amazing, gorgeous woman who had battled fibroids for decades. She dealt with countless surgeries, horrible statistics, and for a time, you know, as she shared before in this forum, she even convinced herself that she didn't really want to be a mom. You know, she thought she was just going to be okay having a career, and she almost gave up on her dream of being a mom because she lost her connection to the vision that she had for her life and the vision she had for the family that she wanted. You know, for a time she kind of said, ah, yeah, maybe it's not that important. You know, she knew that she faced challenges because of the extent of her fibroids. And she was letting fear and present circumstances distract her from her truth. She had lost her connection to that vision. And that was the point at which our paths crossed. She knew she wanted different results and she wanted to be successful. And that's exactly what she did. I walked her through the mindset technology that I created for women on this journey so she could reset her mindset and get out of that holding pattern that was holding her back. She created a clear vision of what she wanted for herself, and she went after it like my ladies tend to do. And that was with her hair on fire. She knew she needed her mind and body to work together. And I'll never forget when she shared how, you know, her doctor was leery of doing an embryo transfer, you know, because she had her fibroid present. And he was like, you know, we don't, you know, this is slim to none. And she just looked at him dead in the eye and told him, no, this is going to work. And 2 weeks later, she proved she was right. And the coolest thing ever is that her baby boy was born just a few weeks before mine. You know, this was the vision she had for herself, and she let it drive her all the way to success. Can you see why this is so important, my loves? Can you see why you've got to get this right? Okay? So let's talk about the next thing, that this final piece that we're going to cover this morning before we go into your questions. You know, this one thing that has helped women across the globe transform their mindset for good. It's simple, but it's the thing that will separate you. It is the thing that will give you the undeniable edge, okay? And that's action. Women who transform their mindset and absolutely take control of their journey and create success within it, take action. They don't just treat mindset like a nice to have. They make it a foundation of their journey. They learn that your thoughts and beliefs dictate your choices and therefore your actions. And logically and linearly, they impact your results. Okay, your thoughts and beliefs will dictate if you seize or miss opportunities. Your thoughts and beliefs will dictate if you take what you learned this morning and do something productive with it, or you just go back to the same old thing and getting the same old results. same old is tired and boring, my loves. Wouldn't you agree? You can't think one thing and get a different result. Just like you can't keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different outcome. It doesn't make any sense. Okay? You've got to take action. You've got to do something more than just swill in your, you know, and swill and swirl and circle the drain in your fear and negativity. You and your dreams are worth more than that. You've got to take action. If you don't like the way you feel or you don't like the way that you're thinking and believing right now, change it. Take action to change it. Okay, you just experienced a brilliant tool for inspired action in the visualization we did. Empower yourself with the vision that you created for the next 3 months and take action. It doesn't have to be huge. Okay, you don't have to suddenly like move away to a private island or something like that. You know, it's just about putting one foot in front of the other. Just take a step in the right direction based on what you truly value. Not what somebody else values, but what you value. You know, and it revealed itself to you in that visualization. So if you're using your worksheet, I want you to write down on the last page, you know, in addition to writing down that the one thing that has helped countless women around the world reset their mindset is action, I have a line for you there that says, in the next 24 hours, I will. You get to fill in the blank. You get to fill in the blank, my love. Fill in the blank with all of the joy, all of the excitement, all of the confidence, and all of the hope that you may have felt in that visualization. Take a step, okay? That's your action item. You know, what's one thing that you can do in the name of transforming your mindset in the next 24 hours? What will that be for you? You know, and I'll give you one more example of this. I had a woman reach out to me that, you know, she had been following me for some time and she had, you know, she had been involved in one of my programs. And just a couple months back, she sent me this beautiful, amazing email sharing with me that she had applied the principles that I teach, you know, just starting earlier this year. She actually started in a way that many of my clients do. And we started together in January, and she started her journey 2 years prior, and she wanted to have a baby on her own because, as she would put it, she was not lucky in love and didn't want to wait any longer to have a baby. And, you know, she went through multiple fertility treatments, but in that process, she also suffered a horrifying, tragic event. And after that point, she had been working with some fertility practitioners then, you know, that really in her words, kind of, you know, pushed her in a direction that she just felt wasn't right for her. And, you know, she just felt in her heart that it wasn't right, but she did it anyway because they were the experts. And that, too, ended in tragedy. So our paths crossed, and she began to realize that her mindset was the missing piece. And she realized she got in her power. She took action. She was like, I don't want to do that anymore. You know, she wanted to approach her fertility journey differently. And when she did, she got pregnant with no medicine. It was a simple IUI on day 31 of what she calls her crazy cycle. You know, she had taken control not only to decline all of those interventions and decline all of the heavy medications. She wanted to do it her way, and she did. And she, too, is having a baby girl. So this is what is possible, my loves. This is what's possible. Mindset is so critical. I mean, when you think about, I mean, not just women on this journey, but you think about anyone that has really created something powerful in their lives. Like, I always like to use Steph Curry, you know, the Golden State Warriors. He's part of a team, but he makes no bones about the power of his mindset and the power of having a coach in his life. And, you know, he takes responsibility for how he shows up. You know, we think about Oprah, the first African-American female billionaire. You know, she didn't get there by waiting around for somebody else to do it for her. She made it happen. She took control of what she thought and what she believed. Okay. And, you know, even Malala, I mean, I love Malala, this idea that this young girl, you know, she was shot in the face by the Taliban, who hated the idea of women getting education. You know, she overcame the odds. Not only did she live, you know, she's making an impact on the world, and she's not waiting, you know, to get other people's permission to do that. She took control of what she thought and what she believed. These are all people who said yes and to the challenges that they faced in their lives. They created their vision for their lives, and they took action, okay? So, loves, this morning you have learned all about the yes and. You've created a vision for yourself and what you want to create in this last quarter of the calendar year. And you've also learned about the one thing that is going to separate you from continuing to be stuck wherever you're at, and that is action, okay? So I'm about to open this up for your questions.
Good morning. Thank you so much for hosting this. This is just exactly what I needed to be hearing this morning. And my question is around how do we protect ourselves at the same time as remaining as open as we need to be to really allow our mindset to shift? Because I feel like the reason I haven't allowed my mindset to shift is because I'm protecting myself somehow, or that's what I think I'm doing. So maybe you could speak to that a little bit.
Oh, that is a brilliant question, my love. I love it. What was your name?
Oh, my name is Rose.
Rose. Okay, great. Well, I'm Roseanne. So you're in good company. So, you know, this is a really brilliant question, because that's the thing. Like, you know, isn't this what we tell ourselves? We say, oh, well, you know, I don't want to get my hopes up. And it's like, what? You've got to get your hopes up. You've really got to give yourself permission to get your hopes up, because let's be honest, we tell ourselves that we don't want to get hurt, but disappointment hurts. Disappointment is disappointment. You know, you're going to feel, life has disappointment, life has pain, but you have an opportunity this morning by saying yes and. That's why I open this up with that, is like, even when we have disappointing things come up in our lives, or we feel like, oh, I don't want to go there because I don't want to get hurt. My darling, we all take the risk when we are alive of getting hurt. The question is, are you going to let that constricted thing keep you stuck and keep you not seeing all the good that's actually happening? This is the power of yes and. Does that make sense?
Totally. I mean, I guess just hearing, like, someone giving me permission to get my hopes up is kind of what I needed to hear right now. So thank you.
Oh, my darling, you don't need my permission. You don't need my permission. You give yourself permission. You are that powerful, Rose. That's how powerful you are. You know, you don't need me. You don't need anybody else to give you permission to rock this. What did you see in your vision?
Well, what I saw in my vision is, I mean, my ultimate goal is, you know, that I would be pregnant at that time. We have a frozen transfer coming up in 2 weeks, and
woohoo!
It will be our
sixth. This is awesome! Wow!
I saw it working.
Oh, yes, and you continue to see it working, my love.
Yeah.
You continue to see that. Like, tell all these ladies, like, how good did it feel to see that?
I mean, amazing. That would be, like, for me, we celebrate, you know, the Christmas holiday. So it would just be like, wow, that would be, you know, the first Christmas that, you know, that we had started our family. And it felt amazing. I was smiling as I was sitting there. And I have to say, I've had the opposite mentality. I'm like, well, you know, it's probably not going to work, so we can just plan the next one already. But I know in my heart that that's not right. And that's not really how I feel. So it feels good to be excited.
Yeah. Give yourself permission, woman. Be that woman. You know, really feel that in your body. When you go back to that visualization, you know, I wasn't kidding. I said, go back to this every day. And, like, you know, if this is the one that works for you, I mean, that's what I hope and that's what I pray for you. Remember, you got all the time in the world, baby. You got all the time in the world. And when you stay focused on your goal, like, I don't know if you're a sports fan, but, you know, the Golden State Warriors, like, they sucked for a really long time. And now they dominate. Okay, so it's like we all have a period where things don't work for us. Okay, we have it's getting nudged. Every quote unquote failure, everything that doesn't work out for us is nudging us in the right direction. Remember your yes and, okay, yes and that's going to keep you moving. You get to decide how you live this quarter of the year, baby, and it's going to set you up for something absolutely incredible if you allow it. Can you feel that?
Yes. And I'm really excited.
Yes, I can hear it. Okay, that is the woman that creates success in her life. Okay, that is the sound of, that's the vibration, and that's the high energy of a woman who creates success in her life. So go and do it, my love. Okay, I'm hugging you super tight from wine country. You go do this and you keep me posted, all right? I have another question coming in from New Jersey. So I just wanted to say thank you for your energy and your empowerment and your vision. I feel like this morning I really needed to hear that. I just needed to hear, like, just a reminder and a reassurance, basically, that just to stay the course. Just a little bit of background. I lost my infant son last October. I went into preterm labor. I was almost 6 months, and it's definitely been a journey. And throughout this journey, I've learned a lot about myself, a lot about my body, basically. So basically my question is, how do you feel about acupuncture? Because that's where I'm kind of at right now, kind of joining the Western and the Eastern medicines a little bit. Well, first of all, love, my heart goes out to you. I want you you know, to know that every single woman on this call who's hearing you and witnessing you and your brave, you know, ability to share here, it's incredible. And we're sending you so much love, and it takes
Thank
a
you.
Lot. I mean, I really want to honor how brave you are and how excited I am for you to really take, you know, the steps that you're taking to be, you know, where you're at. And getting back into building your family. So your question for me is how I feel about acupuncture. You know, I did acupuncture for a really long time myself. And, you know, the reality is that every woman has to make a decision for her about what feels right to her. You know, for some people, acupuncture is amazing. I found it extremely relaxing. You know, one of the things that I took away from it, like, that was one of the things that really helped me see beyond, you know, it really got me out of the tunnel vision of just, you know, Western medicine. And I really began to appreciate, you know, so many different disciplines and so many different ways of approaching, you know, fertility. And so I don't have strong opinion one way or the other. You know, the main thing is that you're making choices that are in alignment with your values and giving yourself the opportunity that if you need support, if you feel it in your heart that you would like to have more support on this journey, and if acupuncture resonates with you and you see value in it, you know, go for it. You know, you just like with Rose, I mean, you get to give yourself permission to try things. You know, I did everything under the sun.
Yes.
Except for my mindset. It was like the mindset. I was like, oh my God, that was the thing that, like, I did everything. I did every lotion, potion. I mean, I slept with an African fertility idol under my bed for 7 years. Like, I mean, I was boiling medicinal chickens. I was doing all kinds of crazy things, you know. Well, what I called crazy, you know. So it's like for everybody. Yeah. Well, so it's kind of like, you know, you've got to make it, you know, go back to the vision that you created for yourself this morning. If you were able to do the visualization. If you weren't able to do the visualization, go back and listen to the replay. But, you know, one of the things I would say to you is this, like, when I was doing all that stuff, and I playfully call it crazy, you know, I was even scanning my past lives. Like, I was looking for, you know, oh my gosh, you know, was there some grave sin that I committed that this is why my boy is not coming? You know, did I, you know, did I commit some fertility crippling sin? Yeah. I mean, I went back hundreds of years, you know, and so, but what
yeah,
I, you
it's
know,
crazy
what
how
I,
we could drive ourselves crazy. We could really drive ourselves crazy. With supplements and vitamins and this and that and read this book and read that book, go to this guru, go to that guru. It's insane.
Yeah, and but what it comes down to ultimately, and look, I spent over $100,000 in this process, so I wasn't holding back. I wasn't putting limitations on myself. I was just going for it. And, you know, one thing I would say is this. If you're not in your power, you might start doing stuff that doesn't make any sense to you. Because some of the stuff that I did, I was like, man, this is crazy. This is crazy even for me. And you know, but I did it anyway because I wasn't in my power. I didn't listen to myself. I didn't listen and say, you know what, that's actually not for me. I have no judgment on it. It's just not for me. Like, I believe in a woman being able to do whatever the hell she wants on this journey to make her dreams come true. But it's really important for her to just make sure that the choices she's making are actually in alignment. And I think that's the big takeaway for you from this. If you want to take anything away from it, you know, just be able to say, like, hey, whether it's acupuncture, whether it's, you know, abdominal massage, or whether it's calling to your angels, like, hey, just make sure that it's something that really resonates with you, because that is a woman who is in her power. You got it?
Yes, I understand. Thank you. I really, like I said, I really needed this. And it's really very simple. It's actually very simple, but I feel like we complicate it sometimes, you know, because, and a lot of things distract us, a lot of things, people around me, same thing. I'm a school teacher, and a lot of my friends have been getting pregnant, and it's hard.
But I'm going to be wrapping this up. I really want to thank you for being here, and we want to thank Circle and Bloom for making this possible. You have the power, my loves, to reset your mindset. Go do it. And, you know, give yourself the opportunity to change the trajectory on your journey. Okay, so my name is Roseanne Austin. Thank you for joining us at Reset Your Mindset with me, Roseanne Austin, and go practice what you learned today. Go back over your notes. Remember, you have an opportunity to really implement this, so go do it. All right, my loves, take care.